Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. To that big multi-agency crackdown on EBT card skimming now, and they say the Fed is out billions of dollars every year to folks who are running scanners over EBT cards and ripping off the benefits, which should be going to folks in need. And the culprits? Listen to this. They say some of the very retailers where people go to use these cards are suspect. Here's Mary Lynn Buckley.
They look like normal ATM and EBT machines, but they're stealing your funds right before your eyes. We went out with the NYPD and Secret Service as they showed up at a number of these corner stores.
We said somebody in this store and used EBT within the last couple of hours.
Confiscating illegal machines.
Yeah, I didn't even use the EBT machine.
A minute ago, you didn't have one. Now you didn't use the EBT machine.
These aren't just dollars we're losing. These are victims. These are vulnerable communities.
Assistant Special Agent in charge of the Secret Service, Michael Peck, tells us it's happening all over the country.
They are taking the terminals that you see in stores traditionally, and they are fitting these skimmers so perfectly that the average eye doesn't catch them.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bushwick.
Isn't that crazy? We will continue to follow this investigation, folks, and let you know how it pans out, but they are on the hunt tonight for those who are participating in this scam. Three men sentenced today to decades behind bars for a years-long scheme in which prosecutors say they drugged, robbed, and killed two gay men back in 2022. All three convicted of murdering Julio Ramirez, and two were convicted of killing John Umberger following a three-week trial. Prosecutors say the crew worked together to drug men outside of gay bars across Manhattan, then gained access to their online banking app to take their money. Two of the defendants, Jaquan Hamilton and Robert DiMaio, both sentenced to 40 years to life in prison, while the third, Jacob Barroso, got 20 years to life. A domestic violence expert taking the stand today in the sex trafficking trial of Diddy.
Prosecutors called psychologist Dr. Dawn Hughes, who described the ramifications of domestic violence in a relationship, why victims stay, how they cope, the emotional and physical trauma involved. Hughes is not testifying about the particulars of this case. She has not reviewed the case, has not interviewed anyone involved. Sean Diddy Combs sits quietly at the defense table during the testimony. Former girlfriend Cassie Ventura testified she withstood abuse during their 11-year relationship. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
As soon as tomorrow, rapper Kid Cudi could be taking the stand to talk about his brief relationship with Cassie. Combs has pleaded not guilty. His lawyers acknowledge he may have been violent, might have been crazy, a sex perverted, whatever. But his behavior, they say, did not amount to sex trafficking or racketeering, the charges for which he's being tried. New York City Pride right around the corner, representing the biggest celebration of the LGBTQ community of the year. But as preparations get underway, the event producer, Heritage of Pride, says they're seeing a glaring trend, and it's very disturbing. A lot of corporate donors, they say, are pulling out. Yeah, about a quarter of them, in fact. Spokesman Kevin Kilbride telling the New York Times, big companies stepping away from the Pride events out of economic uncertainty and out of fear that the Trump administration could punish corporations that are seen as supporting a celebration of gay and transgender rights. Kilbride says the loss of these donors could deliver a big mess up to their funding, potentially causing the group to downsize or even cancel some of its Pride events. A new report says the best place to live in New York isn't Brooklyn or the Upper West. It's actually a place that starts with an M, Massapequa Park. U.S. News and World Report put out its annual list of the best places to live in the country. Massapequa Park, highest ranked city in all of New York State. Its mayor, Danny Pearl, telling us, I'm not surprised.
It's a family-oriented community. You have multiple generations of families living here. You know, I grew up in Massapequa Park. You know, my parents lived in Massapequa Park. I now live in Massapequa Park.
Overall, it came in at number 140 nationally. The report looked at criteria like affordability, happiness, desirability, job market, and healthcare quality. By the way, the number one spot in the country, Johns Creek, down in Georgia. In other news, two city council members want to crack down on scammers who target people in high-traffic tourist areas like Battery Park. Chris Marte and Keith Powers are introducing new legislation that would add new regulations and penalties for ticket sellers in public spaces, but some say the bill doesn't go far enough.
Our stance is that the park should have a no-vendor zone where no vendors are allowed to be in within the park at all, because all of the items that they're selling, none of the items are for actual services that are occurring within Battery Park.
Rafael Abreu, the vice president of Statue City Cruises, which offers tours around the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.